Introduction: Understanding EEG Activity and Patterns. Electroencephalography provides a window into the brain's dynamic electrical activity, offering insights into the rhythms and patterns that govern behavior, cognition, and neurological health. At first glance, an EEG recording might appear as a bewildering series of oscillations, a chaotic display of electrical signals. For beginners, this visual complexity can make it challenging to glean meaningful information. However, with a structured approach and foundational knowledge, this confusion dissolves into clarity. This introduction lays the groundwork for understanding EEG by providing a comprehensive overview of EEG rhythms, their behavioral correlates, and their clinical significance. Since this lecture references EEG patterns, visual displays of these images can be found in Neurofeedback Tutor under the EEG Assessment section. The field of EEG analysis begins with the recognition of its most fundamental rhythms: delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. Each rhythm represents a specific frequency range and is associated with distinct brain states and behaviors. For example, delta rhythms, the slowest of these frequencies, are prominent during deep sleep and indicate restorative brain activity. In contrast, faster rhythms, such as beta and gamma, emerge during active cognitive processing and sensory integration. Alpha rhythms, a cornerstone of EEG interpretation, dominate the resting state of the brain when a person is awake but relaxed. Understanding these rhythms requires not only recognizing their distinct characteristics, but also appreciating their context within the broader neural landscape. Behavioral correlates of EEG patterns are an essential link between the physiological and psychological realms. For instance, the increase in alpha amplitude when the eyes are closed is more than a mere physiological occurrence. It reflects the brain's shift from external sensory engagement to an inward, restful state. Conversely, the desynchronization of alpha waves, or alpha blocking, upon eye opening signifies the brain's readiness to engage with the external world. Such relationships between EEG patterns and behaviors illustrate how brain activity adapts dynamically to environmental demands, making EEG a powerful tool for exploring the interplay between neural activity and experience. Beyond the normal rhythms, EEG also helps identify abnormal patterns that signify neurological dysfunction. For instance, the presence of epileptiform spikes might indicate seizure activity, while the slowing of dominant frequencies can suggest metabolic or structural brain abnormalities. Importantly, not all deviations from the norm signal pathology. Some variations are benign or reflective of compensatory mechanisms. This underscores the need for a nuanced understanding of EEG, where context and clinical correlation are as vital as the raw data itself. This section also introduces the significance of artifacts, non-neural signals that contaminate EEG recordings. Artifacts can arise from sources like eye movements, muscle contractions, or external electrical interference. Recognizing and separating true EEG activity from these artifacts is critical for accurate interpretation. This skill is particularly important for clinicians and researchers who rely on EEG to make informed decisions about brain health and function. By focusing on the foundational elements of EEG, this introduction equips learners with the tools to navigate its complexities confidently. Overview of EEG activity. To truly appreciate the power of EEG, one must first understand the nature of its signals. EEG captures the electrical activity of neurons as they communicate through synaptic transmission. These electrical impulses, when synchronized across large populations of neurons, produce measurable voltage fluctuations that can be detected by electrodes placed on the scalp. These signals are then amplified and translated into the graphical displays familiar to anyone who has encountered an EEG. One of the fascinating aspects of EEG is its temporal precision. Unlike imaging techniques that capture static snapshots of the brain, EEG provides a real-time view of neural dynamics, revealing how brain activity unfolds over milliseconds. This temporal resolution is particularly valuable for studying processes like attention, memory, and sensory integration, which occur on rapid timescales. By examining the oscillatory nature of EEG, researchers can also uncover the rhythmic coordination that underlies cognitive and behavioral functions. EEG activity does not operate in isolation, but rather reflects the intricate interplay of local and global brain networks. For instance, the synchronization of alpha rhythms in the occipital cortex during rest involves coordinated activity between thalamic and cortical regions. Similarly, beta rhythms observed in frontal areas during cognitive tasks reveal the integration of sensory input with executive control. This networked view of EEG underscores its role as a reflection of the brain's functional architecture. The process of recording EEG is both an art and a science. Proper electrode placement following the International 10/20 system ensures that the recorded signals accurately represent different brain regions. Equally important is the environment in which EEG is recorded, as external noise or client discomfort can compromise the quality of the data. For beginners, mastering these practical aspects is as crucial as understanding the theoretical underpinnings of EEG activity. Ultimately, interpreting EEG data requires a combination of quantitative analysis and qualitative insight. While modern software allows for precise measurements of amplitude, frequency, and coherence, the human eye remains an indispensable tool for recognizing patterns and anomalies. This dual approach, combining objective metrics with subjective expertise, enables practitioners to draw meaningful conclusions about brain function and behavior from EEG data. By exploring the fundamental principles of EEG activity, this section lays the groundwork for a deeper understanding of its clinical and research applications. Standardized EEG assessments, building a framework for clinical and research applications. Standardized EEG assessments provide a systematic approach to understanding brain activity, ensuring consistency and reliability in both clinical and research settings. This section explores the importance of EEG atlases, the establishment of normative values, and the application of these standards to guide neurofeedback and therapeutic interventions. By structuring assessments around standardized protocols, practitioners can make informed decisions and ensure that their interpretations align with recognized benchmarks in the field. The role of EEG atlases in standardization. An EEG atlas is an invaluable tool that serves as a reference guide for identifying both normal and abnormal EEG patterns. These atlases compile a diverse range of raw EEG tracings, illustrating the typical activity observed across various age groups and highlighting common abnormalities such as epileptiform activity or pathological slowing. By providing clear visual examples of both typical and atypical patterns, EEG atlases become a foundational resource for clinicians and researchers. The utility of an EEG atlas extends beyond simple pattern recognition. It enables practitioners to distinguish between normal variants and pathological findings with precision. For instance, certain EEG patterns, such as benign epileptiform discharges of childhood, may appear abnormal to the untrained eye, but are actually within the normal developmental spectrum. Conversely, subtle slowing or asymmetries may indicate underlying pathology that warrants further investigation. EEG atlases are also tailored to specific populations or conditions. Some focus exclusively on pediatric EEG, emphasizing the dynamic changes that occur during development, while others highlight adult EEG patterns or EEG characteristics linked to particular disorders. This specialization ensures that practitioners have access to relevant, context-specific references, making the interpretation process more precise and reliable. To maximize the benefits of an EEG atlas, practitioners must familiarize themselves with its structure and use it in conjunction with other tools, such as normative databases and clinical guidelines. Ongoing consultation with a mentor is also necessary when first beginning to learn the patterns and behaviors of an EEG recording. This multi-layered approach reinforces the reliability of assessments and enables a deeper understanding of the neural mechanisms underlying the observed EEG patterns. Ultimately, the role of an EEG atlas in standardized assessments cannot be overstated. It bridges the gap between raw EEG data and actionable insights, empowering practitioners to identify patterns with confidence and to tailor their interventions to the unique needs of each client. Establishing normal EEG values. Defining normal EEG values is a critical step in standardized assessments, as it provides a baseline against which deviations can be measured. This process involves determining the typical ranges for various EEG features, such as amplitude, frequency, power, and coherence, within specific populations and contexts. Normal EEG values are not static. They vary across age, state, for example, wakefulness versus sleep, and task conditions, for example, eyes open versus eyes closed versus an active cognitive task. For instance, the amplitude of alpha rhythms decreases and the speed of the alpha peak frequency increases as individuals transition from childhood to adulthood, reflecting changes in cortical activity during maturation. Similarly, beta activity tends to increase during tasks that require sustained attention or cognitive engagement, while delta rhythms predominate during deep sleep. Normative data must also account for individual variability. Factors such as genetic predispositions, environmental influences, and health conditions can all impact EEG features. For example, a high-functioning individual with a slow alpha peak frequency may still fall within the normal range if this feature aligns with their behavioral and cognitive profile. Thus, establishing normal values involves striking a balance between general trends and individual nuances. Normative databases play a key role in defining these values. By aggregating EEG data from large samples of healthy individuals, these databases provide statistically robust benchmarks for comparison. The use of Z-scores, which quantify how far a given value deviates from the mean of the normative sample, is a common method for assessing whether a client's EEG falls within normal limits. For instance, a Z-score within plus or minus 2 standard deviations of the mean is typically considered normal, while values outside this range may indicate abnormalities. The process of establishing normal values also emphasizes the importance of continuous updates to databases and standards. As our understanding of brain activity evolves, and as technology advances, new data must be incorporated to ensure that benchmarks remain relevant and accurate. This iterative process underscores the dynamic nature of neuroscience and the need for practitioners to stay informed about emerging trends and updates in the field. Integrating assessments into neurofeedback training. Standardized EEG assessments are not merely diagnostic tools. They form the foundation for effective neurofeedback interventions. By identifying deviations from normal EEG patterns, practitioners can design targeted training protocols that address specific deficits or imbalances. The integration of standardized assessments into neurofeedback begins with a comprehensive evaluation of the client's EEG. This involves analyzing the amplitude and distribution of various frequency bands, identifying patterns of hypo or hyperactivity, and correlating these findings with the client's symptoms or complaints. For example, a client presenting with attention deficits might exhibit an elevated theta-beta ratio, indicating excessive theta activity relative to beta. This finding would guide the practitioner to focus on downtraining theta, uptraining beta, or training both simultaneously in relevant cortical regions. Another critical aspect of neurofeedback is the use of assessments to monitor progress. Standardized protocols allow for consistent comparisons across sessions, enabling practitioners to track changes in EEG features and adjust training strategies accordingly. For instance, if a client's alpha amplitude fails to increase despite targeted training, this might indicate the need to revisit the protocol or to explore additional factors, such as anxiety or fatigue, that could be influencing the results. Flexibility is key in neurofeedback training, as no two clients respond identically to interventions. Standardized assessments provide a framework for making data-driven decisions, but practitioners must also consider subjective reports, behavioral observations, and contextual factors. This holistic approach ensures that training remains client-centered and adaptive to their evolving needs. The integration of standardized assessments into neurofeedback exemplifies the interplay between science and art in clinical practice. While the objective data provides a roadmap, the practitioner's skill in interpreting and applying this information ultimately determines the success of the intervention. Ethical considerations in standardized EEG assessments. The application of standardized EEG assessments carries significant ethical responsibilities. Practitioners must ensure that their methods are evidence-based, that their interpretations are accurate, and that their interventions prioritize the client's well-being. One of the primary ethical concerns is the potential for over-reliance on EEG data. While EEG provides valuable insights, it is not a standalone diagnostic tool. Practitioners must integrate EEG findings with clinical history, behavioral assessments, and other diagnostic modalities to arrive at a comprehensive understanding of the client's condition. Failure to do so risks misdiagnosis and inappropriate interventions. Another ethical consideration is the communication of results. EEG findings can be complex and technical, making it challenging for clients to understand their implications. Practitioners have a duty to present this information in a clear, accessible manner, avoiding unnecessary alarm while ensuring that clients are fully informed about their condition and treatment options. Confidentiality and data security are also paramount. EEG data, like all medical information, must be handled with the utmost care to protect client privacy. This includes using secure storage systems, obtaining informed consent for data collection and sharing, and adhering to legal and professional standards for confidentiality. Finally, practitioners must remain vigilant against bias in standardized assessments. Normative databases and benchmarks are often based on samples from specific populations, which may not fully represent the diversity of clients encountered in practice. Practitioners must be aware of these limitations and take steps to ensure that their assessments and interpretations are culturally sensitive and equitable. By upholding these ethical principles, practitioners can ensure that standardized EEG assessments are conducted with integrity, transparency, and a commitment to the highest standards of care. Normative databases, the foundation of EEG comparison and clinical insight. Normative databases are essential tools in the field of EEG analysis, enabling clinicians and researchers to compare individual brain activity to a broader, statistically representative standard. These databases provide benchmarks derived from healthy individuals, offering a framework for identifying deviations that may correspond to clinical symptoms or neurological conditions. This lecture delves into the construction of normative databases, their applications in clinical and research settings, and the interpretation of Z-scores to guide decision-making. Construction of normative databases. The creation of a normative EEG database is a meticulous process that demands careful selection of participants, rigorous data collection, and advanced statistical analyses. A well-constructed database begins with the recruitment of a diverse sample of healthy individuals spanning various age groups, from infancy to old age. The inclusion criteria are stringent, often excluding individuals with diagnosed neurological, psychiatric, or medical conditions that might influence EEG activity. For instance, participants with a history of epilepsy, significant head trauma, or active substance use are typically excluded. The process of EEG recording for normative databases follows strict protocols to ensure consistency. Conditions such as eyes closed and eyes open resting states, as well as task-based conditions like problem solving or attention tasks, are commonly recorded. These controlled settings help capture the full range of EEG variability while minimizing confounding factors like movement artifacts or environmental noise. Once data is collected, it undergoes thorough pre-processing to remove artifacts, including eye movements, muscle activity, and external electrical interference. The clean data is then subjected to statistical analyses to identify patterns in amplitude, power, coherence, and phase across the frequency spectrum. These analyses produce average values and standard deviations for each EEG variable at specific electrode sites, forming the basis of the normative database. To enhance the robustness of the database, researchers often include additional layers of analysis, such as separating data by age, sex, or cognitive ability. This stratification allows for more nuanced comparisons and ensures that the database remains relevant across diverse populations. The final product is a comprehensive repository of EEG norms, serving as a critical reference point for both clinical and research applications. Applications of normative databases in EEG analysis. Normative databases are indispensable in clinical practice, particularly in the evaluation of neurodevelopmental, neurological, and psychiatric conditions. By comparing an individual's EEG data to the normative database, clinicians can identify deviations that may indicate dysfunction or atypical brain activity. For example, a client with symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder might exhibit an elevated theta-beta ratio compared to normative values, supporting the diagnosis and guiding treatment. In neurofeedback, normative databases inform the development of personalized training protocols. A practitioner may identify excess delta activity in a client's frontal cortex, correlating with symptoms of fatigue or reduced executive function. Training protocols can then target the normalization of delta activity in this region, with progress monitored through repeated comparisons to the database. Normative databases also play a vital role in research. They provide a baseline for investigating how specific factors, such as age, medication, or brain injury, affect EEG patterns. For example, researchers studying traumatic brain injury can use normative data to quantify deviations in delta or theta activity, shedding light on the extent and nature of the injury's impact on brain function. Moreover, these databases are critical for developing and validating new diagnostic tools. Machine learning algorithms, which are increasingly employed in EEG analysis, often rely on normative datasets to train models that can identify abnormal patterns with high accuracy. This integration of normative data into cutting-edge technologies demonstrates its enduring value in advancing neuroscience. Understanding and interpreting Z-scores. Z-scores are the statistical backbone of normative database comparisons, quantifying how an individual's EEG measurements deviate from the average values in the database. A Z-score is calculated by subtracting the mean value of a variable, for example, alpha amplitude, in the normative dataset from the individual's value and dividing by the standard deviation. This standardization allows clinicians to determine whether a client's EEG feature falls within the expected range or represents a significant anomaly. Established thresholds guide the interpretation of Z-scores. Typically, Z-scores within plus or minus 2 standard deviations are considered normal, capturing approximately 95% of the normative population. Scores beyond this range may indicate abnormalities. A Z-score greater than plus 2 suggests excessive activity, while a score less than minus 2 reflects deficient activity. For example, a Z-score of plus 2.5 in the theta band might signal excessive slow wave activity, often associated with cognitive decline or inattention. Context is critical when interpreting Z-scores. A deviation in one EEG variable may not necessarily indicate pathology, especially if it aligns with the individual's clinical history or cognitive profile. For instance, an artist with a Z-score of plus or minus 3 in alpha amplitude might reflect a highly relaxed brain state, consistent with their personality and lifestyle. A common finding in multilingual individuals is differences in language processing areas of the left superior temporal gyrus, such as Wernicke's area, which may reflect increased differentiation and activation. Conversely, excess or deficient activity in a client with anxiety might warrant further investigation. Another consideration is the variability in thresholds used by practitioners. While a range of plus or minus 2 standard deviations is common, some clinicians adopt narrower or broader ranges depending on the clinical context and the database's characteristics, as well as processing differences when using real-time Z-score-based neurofeedback training. For instance, a Z-score of plus or minus 1.5 might be used in populations where smaller deviations have significant implications, such as children with developmental disorders. Ultimately, Z-scores are not diagnostic tools, but rather starting points for deeper exploration. They must be interpreted within the broader context of the client's symptoms, history, and other assessment findings. This holistic approach ensures that the use of normative databases remains a valuable and nuanced component of EEG analysis. Conclusion: the power of normative databases in EEG. Normative databases represent a cornerstone of EEG analysis, transforming raw neural data into meaningful insights. Their construction, grounded in rigorous data collection and statistical analysis, provides reliable benchmarks for understanding brain activity. In both clinical and research settings, These databases enable the identification of deviations, guiding diagnoses, interventions, and scientific discoveries. By incorporating tools like Z-scores, practitioners can navigate the complexities of EEG interpretation with precision and confidence, ultimately advancing the understanding of brain function and dysfunction. Common EEG rhythms: exploring the brain's electrical symphony. Electroencephalography, EEG, provides a window into the brain's intricate electrical activity, revealing a spectrum of rhythmic patterns that correspond to different mental states, behaviors, and physiological processes. These rhythms, classified by their frequency ranges, form the foundation of EEG interpretation, offering insights into both normal and pathological brain function. In this lecture, we will delve deeply into four major EEG rhythms: delta, theta, alpha, and beta, examining their characteristics, origins, and clinical significance. Delta rhythm, 0.5 to 4 Hz, the foundation of restorative processes. Delta waves, the slowest of the EEG rhythms, dominate during deep, restorative sleep and reflect fundamental processes of neural recovery and homeostasis. These low-frequency oscillations are primarily generated by the thalamus and cortical neurons, emerging during the non-rapid eye movement stages of sleep. Delta activity plays a critical role in physical restoration, memory consolidation, and the clearance of metabolic waste from the brain. Clinically, delta rhythms are of particular interest in sleep studies and disorders. For example, disruptions in delta activity may indicate sleep apnea, chronic insomnia, or neurological conditions such as Alzheimer's disease. In children, delta waves are more prominent during wakefulness compared to adults, reflecting developmental differences in brain activity. As individuals age, delta activity decreases, coinciding with reductions in deep sleep and changes in overall brain plasticity. Pathologically, excessive delta activity during wakefulness can signal brain dysfunction. In cases of traumatic brain injury or stroke, localized delta waves often correspond to areas of cortical damage or disconnection. Similarly, delta abnormalities are frequently observed in patients with metabolic encephalopathies, where widespread slowing of EEG rhythms reflects systemic dysfunction. Delta rhythms are also significant in the context of neurofeedback and therapeutic interventions. Training to modulate delta activity can improve sleep quality, reduce symptoms of fatigue, and facilitate recovery from brain injuries. For instance, downtraining excessive delta waves in localized areas during wakeful states can enhance alertness and cognitive function, particularly in individuals with TBI. However, delta downtraining can also disrupt sleep patterns, particularly when it is trained more broadly. This is particularly true when downtraining the lower frequency component of delta in the 0.5 to 2 Hz range. This is one reason why real-time Z-score-based training can be helpful, as it trains the brain to a normative value that is less likely to be disruptive. Moreover, delta activity is a key component of cross-frequency coupling, where it interacts with faster rhythms, such as gamma waves. This interplay enables the integration of local and global neural processes, supporting complex cognitive functions such as attention and working memory. Understanding delta rhythms thus provides a foundation for exploring how the brain orchestrates its diverse activities. Theta rhythm, 4 to 8 Hz, the rhythm of reflection and navigation. Theta waves occupy a middle ground in the EEG frequency spectrum, often associated with states of relaxation, focused attention, and navigation. These oscillations are prominently generated in the hippocampus and cortical regions, playing a central role in memory encoding and spatial orientation. In the hippocampus, theta activity is tightly linked to episodic memory formation and retrieval. During tasks requiring navigation, such as virtual mazes or spatial puzzles, theta waves increase in both amplitude and coherence, reflecting heightened neural coordination. This relationship is not confined to spatial tasks. Theta activity also rises during introspective and creative thinking, underscoring its importance in reflective cognitive processes. Frontal midline theta waves, a subtype of theta activity, are particularly associated with focused attention and meditation. Studies have shown that individuals practicing mindfulness or deep meditation exhibit increased frontal theta activity, suggesting enhanced top-down control and emotional regulation. This makes theta a valuable target for neurofeedback aimed at improving attention or managing anxiety. The work of Barry Sturman and others has shown that bursts of frontal midline theta, particularly in the 4 to 6 Hz range, are associated with the brain's responses to and correction of error information. Pathologically, abnormal theta activity is often observed in neurodevelopmental and cognitive disorders. An elevated theta-beta ratio at the central vertex, CZ, is a hallmark of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, providing a robust biomarker for diagnosis and intervention. Excessive theta in the frontal cortex during wakefulness may also indicate cognitive decline or early stages of dementia, emphasizing its diagnostic utility. Theta rhythms are a focus in therapeutic neurofeedback, particularly for individuals with ADHD or anxiety. Training to normalize theta activity can improve attentional control and emotional stability. For example, reducing excessive theta in ADHD patients has been shown to enhance executive function and reduce hyperactivity. Interestingly, theta waves also play a role in cross-frequency coupling, particularly with gamma rhythms, to support working memory and decision-making. This interaction highlights the crucial role of theta in coordinating neural networks throughout the brain. By studying theta activity, researchers and clinicians gain valuable insights into both everyday cognition and the disruptions that characterize various disorders. Alpha rhythm, 8 to 13 Hz, the rhythm of relaxation and readiness. Alpha waves are among the most well-known EEG rhythms, often associated with states of relaxation and mental idling. These oscillations are most prominent in the posterior regions of the brain during eyes-closed rest, reflecting a shift from external engagement to internal processing. Alpha activity is modulated by the thalamic cortical relay system, which governs sensory input and cortical synchronization. When the eyes are closed, alpha amplitude typically increases, signaling the brain's withdrawal from visual stimuli. Conversely, alpha blocking, or desynchronization, occurs when the eyes open or during focused mental tasks, reflecting the brain's engagement with external demands. This dynamic regulation of alpha activity illustrates its role as a marker of sensory and cognitive transitions. Alpha rhythms play a central role in various cognitive processes, including attention, memory, and emotional regulation. For instance, increased alpha coherence between cortical regions has been linked to enhanced working memory and creative problem solving. Alpha activity is also associated with the default mode network, which governs introspection and self-referential thinking. Clinically, alpha rhythms serve as indicators of both normal and pathological states. A slower alpha peak frequency may suggest cognitive decline, mild traumatic brain injury, or fatigue, while excessive alpha activity in the frontal cortex can signal anxiety or depressive disorders. These findings guide both diagnosis and treatment, particularly in neurofeedback settings. Alpha neurofeedback is widely used to enhance relaxation, improve focus, and manage stress. Training individuals to increase alpha amplitude can promote a state of calm alertness, which is beneficial for conditions such as insomnia or chronic stress. Conversely, reducing alpha activity in specific regions may alleviate symptoms of anxiety or overarousal. Alpha rhythms also play a crucial role in cross-frequency coupling, particularly with beta and gamma oscillations, to support higher-order cognitive functions. This interaction highlights the integrative nature of alpha activity, making it a focal point in both research and clinical practice. Beta rhythm, 13 to 30 Hz, the rhythm of activity and focus. Beta waves represent the faster end of the EEG spectrum, associated with active thinking, focused attention, and motor planning. These oscillations are most prominent in the frontal and central regions during wakeful states, reflecting the brain's engagement in cognitive and physical tasks. Beta activity increases during problem-solving, decision-making, and other high-demand cognitive processes. It also plays a key role in motor preparation, with bursts of beta oscillations preceding voluntary movements. This makes beta a critical marker of both cognitive and sensorimotor function. Clinically, beta rhythms are linked to a variety of states and conditions. Excessive beta activity in the frontal cortex may correlate with anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder, or insomnia, reflecting heightened cortical arousal. Conversely, reduced beta amplitude in motor areas can indicate motor impairments or neurological conditions such as Parkinson's disease. Beta neurofeedback is frequently employed to address both hypo and hyperactive states. Training to increase beta activity in individuals with attention deficits can enhance focus and executive function, while downtraining excessive beta in anxious clients can promote relaxation. This dual application underscores the versatility of beta rhythms in therapeutic settings. Beta waves also exhibit significant variability across subbands, such as low beta, 13 to 18 Hz, and high beta, 19 to 30 Hz, each with distinct implications for behavior and function. Understanding these nuances allows for more targeted interventions, particularly in conditions like ADHD or mood disorders. Like other rhythms, beta activity interacts with slower oscillations, such as delta and theta, to facilitate network coordination. These interactions are particularly important in tasks requiring sustained attention or rapid decision-making, highlighting the integrative role of beta rhythms in neural processing. Conclusion: the interplay of rhythms. Each EEG rhythm represents a unique facet of brain activity, contributing to the orchestra of neural communication. From the restorative role of delta waves to the active engagement of beta oscillations, these rhythms provide a comprehensive picture of the brain's functional dynamics. Understanding their characteristics, origins, and clinical implications is essential for harnessing EEG's full potential in both research and clinical practice. By appreciating the interplay of these rhythms, we can better understand the complexities of brain function and develop more effective interventions for neurological and psychological health. Special cases and artifacts in EEG analysis. EEG analysis provides a powerful method for investigating brain function, but its effectiveness depends on the accurate interpretation of neural signals amidst potential noise and confounding patterns. Special EEG cases, such as the Mu rhythm, present unique challenges and opportunities in understanding brain activity. Similarly, artifacts, extraneous signals originating from biological or non-biological sources, require careful identification and management to ensure accurate data interpretation. This extended discussion explores the intricacies of special EEG patterns and delves deeply into the sources, identification, and handling of artifacts to illuminate the complexities of EEG analysis. Special EEG patterns. Understanding the Mu rhythm and its implications. The Mu rhythm, a distinctive EEG pattern originating over the sensorimotor cortex, is an exemplary case of a special EEG phenomenon, typically manifesting in the 8 to 12 Hz range, with extensions into beta frequencies, 12 to 20 Hz. Mu rhythms often resemble alpha or beta waves. However, their characteristic morphology, location, and behavior provide essential clues for distinguishing them from other rhythms. Understanding Mu rhythms involves exploring their unique attributes and their role in sensorimotor and cognitive functions. Mu activity reflects the idling state of the sensorimotor cortex. When the body is at rest, with no active movement or sensory input, the Mu rhythm becomes pronounced. This pattern is notably attenuated or blocked during voluntary movement, the anticipation of movement, or even the observation of movement in others. This phenomenon is tightly linked to the brain's mirror neuron system, a network that supports learning through observation, imitation, and understanding the intentions of others. The Mu rhythm, therefore, not only reflects motor states, but also plays a role in social cognition. Research on the Mu rhythm has illuminated its role in understanding neurodevelopmental conditions such as autism spectrum disorder, ASD. Individuals with ASD often exhibit reduced Mu attenuation during tasks that involve observing others' actions, suggesting impairments in the mirror neuron system. These findings have positioned the Mu rhythm as a biomarker for studying social interaction deficits in ASD, offering a window into the neural underpinnings of this condition. The clinical and therapeutic implications of Mu rhythms extend beyond ASD. For example, individuals with a history of traumatic brain injury often exhibit excessive Mu rhythm activity, likely due to disruption in network communication functions. Neurofeedback interventions targeting the mu rhythm can improve motor control and social interaction and reduce TBI-related symptoms such as mental fog and sensory processing dysfunctions. By enhancing a person's ability to modulate mu activity, practitioners can help restore more typical sensorimotor functioning, particularly in individuals with movement disorders or impaired social cognition. These interventions also provide a framework for addressing conditions where motor and cognitive integration is disrupted. Distinguishing mu rhythms from other EEG activity is critical for avoiding misinterpretation. Their overlap with alpha and beta frequencies can lead to diagnostic errors if practitioners do not consider their location over the sensorimotor cortex and their specific responses to movement. For example, the arch-like waveform of mu activity, along with its attenuation during movement-related tasks, serves as a clear differentiator from posterior alpha rhythms or general beta activity. Beyond ASD, the mu rhythm's relationship with motor function makes it relevant in stroke rehabilitation and neurodegenerative disorders like Parkinson's disease. In these contexts, understanding how mu rhythms change with recovery or disease progression can provide valuable insights into the efficacy of interventions and the state of neuroplasticity. Additionally, the interplay of mu rhythms with other EEG patterns, such as gamma oscillations during motor tasks, underscores the integrative nature of brain activity. Emerging research has also linked mu rhythms to creative processes and internal reflection. During tasks requiring imagination or visualization of movements, the mu rhythm demonstrates dynamic changes, reflecting the sensorimotor cortex's role in both action and thought. This dual capacity highlights its broader significance in both cognitive neuroscience and clinical practice. In essence, the mu rhythm exemplifies the richness of EEG patterns, offering insights into motor, cognitive, and social functions. Recognizing and leveraging this special case enables researchers and clinicians to deepen their understanding of the brain while improving interventions for a range of conditions. Artifacts in EEG, sources, identification, and management. Artifacts represent one of the most significant challenges in EEG analysis, as they can mimic or obscure true brain activity. These extraneous signals can arise from a variety of biological and non-biological sources, each presenting unique challenges. Addressing artifacts effectively requires a deep understanding of their origins, recognition of their characteristics, and application of strategies for their management, both during and after EEG recording. Biological artifacts. Biological artifacts stem from the participant's body and are among the most frequent contaminants in EEG recordings. Eye movements, for instance, generate large potentials due to the corneoretinal dipole, which creates a strong electrical field. Blinks and lateral eye movements are particularly problematic, producing slow waves that can mimic delta activity. These artifacts are most noticeable at frontal electrode sites and often coincide with behavioral states such as fatigue or distraction. Muscle activity is another common source of biological artifacts. Movements of the scalp, jaw, or neck muscles generate high-frequency signals that can resemble beta or gamma rhythms. Muscle artifacts are especially pronounced during tasks requiring sustained attention, as participants may inadvertently tense their facial muscles. This can lead to misinterpretation of EEG data if the artifacts are not correctly identified and removed. Cardiac activity, represented by electrocardiogram signals, introduces rhythmic fluctuations into EEG recordings. These artifacts are more evident in individuals with higher heart rates or during states of arousal, such as anxiety. Similarly, sweating can alter skin conductance, producing slow potential shifts that affect EEG signals, particularly during extended recording sessions. Non-biological artifacts. Non-biological artifacts arise from environmental and equipment-related factors. Electromagnetic interference, often caused by power lines or nearby electronic devices, introduces a characteristic 50 or 60 Hz signal into EEG recordings. This power line noise can overwhelm neural signals if proper shielding and grounding are not in place. Electrode-related artifacts are another significant concern. Poor contact between electrodes and the scalp, often due to inadequate preparation or movement, results in slow drifts or intermittent spikes. These issues are exacerbated when using older or poorly maintained electrodes. Additionally, cable sway, caused by participant movement or air currents, can introduce low-frequency noise that mimics slow cortical potentials or delta waves. Environmental factors, such as vibrations or acoustic disturbances, can also impact the quality of EEG recordings. These artifacts may not be immediately apparent, but can subtly influence the data, particularly in sensitive frequency ranges. For example, vibrations from nearby machinery can introduce rhythmic noise that overlaps with beta activity. Strategies for artifact management. Effective artifact management begins with prevention, preparing the participant thoroughly, including cleaning the scalp and ensuring proper electrode placement, minimizes contact-related issues. Participants should be instructed to relax their facial and neck muscles and avoid excessive eye movements. Creating a quiet, controlled recording environment further reduces non-biological noise. During the recording, real-time monitoring allows for the identification of artifacts and immediate corrective actions. High-quality amplifiers equipped with appropriate filtering capabilities help attenuate non-biological noise. Electrode impedance should be kept low to ensure stable signal acquisition, and any irregularities in the signal should be addressed promptly. Post-recording artifact removal relies on sophisticated signal processing techniques. Independent component analysis is widely used to separate neural signals from artifacts, particularly for eye blink and muscle-related contamination. Regression-based methods can also remove specific artifacts, such as ECG signals, while preserving the underlying EEG activity. Practitioners must remain vigilant when interpreting EEG data, particularly in regions or frequency bands prone to artifacts. Cross-referencing artifact-prone signals with behavioral or clinical data ensures a more accurate interpretation of the results. Additionally, advanced algorithms, such as machine learning models trained on artifact-free datasets, can help distinguish true neural signals from contamination. Artifacts also provide insights into the participant's state. For example, frequent eye blinks may indicate fatigue or distraction, while excessive muscle tension could suggest anxiety. Understanding these patterns adds a layer of context to the EEG analysis, enhancing its interpretive depth. Ultimately, ongoing advancements in EEG technology, including dry electrodes and wireless systems, aim to minimize artifacts and enhance data quality. While these innovations are promising, they also require rigorous validation to ensure that they meet the standards of traditional EEG recording. Conclusion: navigating complexity with expertise. The study of special EEG patterns, like the Mu rhythm, and the effective management of artifacts highlight the intricacies of EEG analysis. These challenges demand a blend of theoretical understanding and practical expertise. By recognizing and accounting for unique EEG features and employing robust artifact management strategies, practitioners can ensure the integrity of their analyses. This dual focus transforms EEG from a raw data stream into a sophisticated tool for exploring the brain, advancing both scientific inquiry and clinical care. Conclusion: the multifaceted role of EEG in neuroscience and clinical practice. The study and application of EEG provides a profound lens into the brain's intricate dynamics, offering insights that span from fundamental neuroscience to clinical interventions. In reflecting on its multifaceted role, this conclusion synthesizes the overarching themes of EEG analysis, emphasizes its transformative impact on patient care, and envisions its future potential. By exploring the key takeaways from our discussion and contextualizing them within the broader landscape of neuroscience, we can fully appreciate the power and promise of EEG. Key takeaways: bridging theory and practice. EEG's primary strength lies in its ability to measure the brain's electrical activity in real time, providing unparalleled temporal resolution. Unlike imaging modalities such as MRI or CT scans, which capture static anatomical snapshots, EEG captures the dynamic interplay of neural oscillations, revealing the rhythms of cognition, behavior, and emotion. This ability to track rapid changes in brain activity is crucial for studying processes such as attention, memory, and sensory integration, as well as detecting abnormalities in these domains. The diversity of EEG rhythms, delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma, offers a nuanced understanding of brain states. Each rhythm reflects specific neural mechanisms and behavioral correlates, from the deep restorative functions of delta waves to the heightened cognitive engagement signaled by beta activity. The study of these rhythms not only enriches our theoretical understanding of the brain, but also provides practical tools for diagnosing and treating a wide range of conditions. A recurring theme in EEG analysis is the importance of context. Brain activity is not static. It fluctuates in response to internal states and external demands. Understanding how EEG patterns change across conditions, such as wakefulness versus sleep, task engagement versus rest, or eyes open versus eyes closed, provides a comprehensive view of neural adaptability. This contextual analysis is crucial for understanding deviations from the norm and tailoring interventions to meet individual needs. Artifacts and special cases, such as the Mu rhythm, underscore the complexity of EEG interpretation. By distinguishing genuine neural signals from extraneous noise, practitioners can ensure that their analyses are both accurate and meaningful. These challenges underscore the importance of expertise and the necessity for ongoing education in the field. Clinically, EEG's applications are vast. It serves as a diagnostic cornerstone for conditions like epilepsy, a biomarker for cognitive and psychiatric disorders, and a real-time feedback tool for therapies such as neurofeedback and brain stimulation. This versatility underscores EEG's unique role in bridging neuroscience and clinical practice, translating abstract findings into tangible benefits for patients. Transformative impact on patient care. EEG's impact on patient care is profound, reshaping how we diagnose, monitor, and treat neurological and psychiatric conditions. Its ability to detect subtle neural changes allows for early intervention, improving outcomes, and reducing the burden of disease. For example, in epilepsy, EEG can identify seizure foci with remarkable precision, guiding surgical decisions and optimizing treatment plans. Similarly, in Alzheimer's disease, EEG biomarkers provide early warnings of cognitive decline, enabling proactive care. In psychiatric care, EEG has revolutionized the personalization of treatment. By identifying neural signatures associated with treatment responses, clinicians can match patients to therapies that are most likely to succeed. This approach reduces the trial and error process of medication selection, alleviating patient suffering and accelerating recovery. EEG's role in neurorehabilitation is equally transformative. By harnessing brain-computer interfaces, patients with motor impairments can regain function through neuroplasticity-driven training. For stroke survivors, EEG-guided therapies offer hope for recovery by targeting and activating residual neural pathways, fostering both physical and cognitive rehabilitation. Real-time EEG monitoring has also enhanced patient safety in critical care settings. Continuous EEG is now a standard tool for detecting non-convulsive seizures in intensive care units, preventing further neurological damage and improving patient outcomes. This application highlights EEG's role as a life-saving technology. Moreover, EEG's integration with emerging technologies, such as wearable devices, is democratizing access to brain health monitoring. Portable EEG systems enable remote assessments, expanding care to underserved populations and empowering individuals to track their brain activity. Envisioning the future, innovations, and possibilities. As technology evolves, the potential of EEG continues to expand. Advances in signal processing, machine learning, and multimodal integration are driving a new era of precision neuroscience. For example, algorithms capable of decoding complex EEG patterns are enabling breakthroughs in brain state prediction and intervention. These innovations hold promise for applications ranging from adaptive neurofeedback systems to personalized brain stimulation protocols. Multimodal approaches, which combine EEG with imaging techniques such as functional MRI or magnetoencephalography, are providing a more comprehensive view of brain function. By integrating the temporal resolution of EEG with the spatial precision of imaging, researchers can map neural networks with unprecedented detail and accuracy. This fusion of modalities is unlocking new insights into conditions like schizophrenia, autism, and traumatic brain injury. Wearable and wireless EEG devices are also transforming how brain activity is studied and monitored. These portable systems are reducing barriers to access, allowing for long-term monitoring in naturalistic settings. This shift is particularly beneficial for studying conditions with episodic symptoms, such as epilepsy or migraine, and for tracking the effects of treatment over time. Another exciting frontier is EEG's role in brain augmentation and cognitive enhancement. Technologies like transcranial alternating current stimulation, TACS, guided by EEG, are being developed to modulate brain rhythms and improve cognitive performance. These interventions have potential applications in education, workforce productivity, and mental health. Ethical considerations will shape the future of EEG as its applications become more pervasive. Issues such as data privacy, equitable access, and the ethical use of brain-computer interfaces will require careful navigation. Ensuring that EEG technologies are used responsibly and inclusively will be essential for maximizing their societal impact. Conclusion: EEG as a gateway to understanding and healing. In conclusion, EEG is not merely a tool for recording brain activity. It is a gateway to understanding the human mind and enhancing human health. Its ability to capture the rhythms of the brain, illuminate the neural underpinnings of behavior, and guide transformative interventions makes it indispensable in neuroscience and medicine. As we continue to refine its techniques, expand its applications, and integrate it with emerging technologies, EEG will undoubtedly remain at the forefront of brain research and clinical innovation. Through its unique lens, we are not only uncovering the mysteries of the brain, but also transforming lives.